And now, James Gravel.
People often wonder how God, who is presented in the Bible as a loving and benevolent creator, can allow natural disasters to occur that inflict so much suffering and pain. First, we need to remember that God created a world ruled by natural laws established at creation. If a man steps off the roof of a 5-story building, gravity will pull him to his death on the pavement below. If a boy steps out in front of a moving freight train, since two objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time, the train will strike the child and kill him. The same laws that govern gravity, matter in motion, or similar phenomena also govern weather patterns, water movement, and other geological and meteorological conditions. All of nature is regulated by these laws, not just the parts we find convenient. Second, some disasters may be the byproduct of something which itself is good. In a world with water for boating and swimming, someone may drown. If there are mountains to climb, there also must be valleys into which a person may fall. Such things as floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and other natural disasters are likewise byproducts of a good physical world. For instance, the purpose of rain is not to flood or drown, but the result of rain in certain circumstances may include such disasters. Likewise, hot and cold air are purposeful parts of the physical world, but may combine under certain conditions to form tornadoes. Laws that make it possible to have things constructive to life also introduce the possibility that destructive things may occur. The natural laws that God created allow man to produce fire. But the same laws that enables him to cook his foods also allows him to destroy whole forests. We also know that water seeks its own level, a fact that works to our benefit when we place our boat in the lake, since we know that the water in the lake will be essentially level. But if we dam a river and the dam breaks, water will seek its own level, and in so doing may flood surrounding areas. The same law that operates for our pleasure can work to our harm under certain conditions. How can it be otherwise?